I'm pleased to welcome back the voice of the racers, Neil Bradley. How are you doing, Neil?
Very well. How are you doing, Tracy?
I'm doing well. It's been a little longer since we've talked than usual, so we have a whole bunch of games to get to, and we're going to go all the way back to the regular season opener here at the CFSB Center. The racers played host to Houston and lost a tough game, 77-74.
Well, it was a game where the racers led much of the game, but a tough shooting night. And Kelvin Sampson, that was his return to college coaching. He had a show cause penalty, had been with the Houston Rockets and other NBA teams over that stretch. But he comes back to college coaching, and he has some good talent on that team. Now, I don't know that they have everything that they need that'll win their conference, but they're pretty good, and they're huge. And they recognized that on the, I guess, the halftime break, the Racers weren't making three-point shots, so they went to a zone, and the Racers couldn't penetrate it. Ended up hitting 6 of 25 from three-point range, hitting 38% from the field, and they lost 77-74. They had no answer for Pollard on the inside, and it was a game still. They had two shots from campaign in the final minute that could have – one could have tied the game, the other could have put them ahead to win it, and just not making shots. That happens to teams sometimes.
So a tough loss, but against a quality opponent. And then the Racers on the 18th of November traveled to Murfreesboro, and – I was surprised by this score. They took it to Middle Tennessee, 68-49.
Yeah, it's the first season for Middle Tennessee in, I think, in Conference USA, maybe their second season, now that I think of it. But 68-49, and it was a drubbing. I mean, they were on them from the get-go. Middle Tennessee made no runs. The defense was stellar for the Racers. Middle Tennessee got very few open shots. I mean, when you hold a team to 18% shooting from the field, and 4.5% from three range, that's a big night. The Racers did shoot it well. They shot decently from three-point range, and a big night for Jarvis Williams. They had no answer for him inside a 28-point night for Jarvis.
On the 20th, we welcomed Brescia to the CFSB Center and sent them on their way with an 89-56 victory. No surprises there, right?
No, not at all. It was one where the Racers were heavily favored. The NAIA schools that they play like this, they don't even count them in their win or loss column. It's an exhibition game for them. But these are good games from this standpoint. It gives the fans a chance to see the entire bench, provided things work out, and most often they do. We've had a couple of close calls over the years, Bellhaven, Lincoln Memorial. They beat Martin and Mann at one time, but we don't have that problem, haven't had anything like that recently, like a close loss. So Racers took care of business with a big victory and shot it pretty well. Jarvis Williams, 21 points. You would expect that the more athletic guys on the inside would have their way with Brescia, and that's exactly what happened.
Then on the 24th, we traveled to Cincinnati to take on Xavier. We kind of expected Xavier to be tough, and they were. They beat us 89-62.
Well, this was not what I expected in any way. Now, I knew they would be good, knew they would be big, but I had no idea the size we were about to face with Matt Stainbrook on the inside. I mean, he is a monster. He's 6'11", but he has huge shoulders, and he get it on the low block. We had no answer for him, and they have a kid that I don't know how long they're going to hang on to, Trayvon Blewett, a freshman, true freshman. He opens up his career with a 19-point game against the Racers, and it really just didn't go well as far as Murray State went. The entire night, they didn't shoot it well. That was a night when I don't know that I've ever seen this against an opponent like Xavier, where the Racers had such a terrible rebounding night that Xavier had more offensive rebounds than the Racers had total rebounds. It was a horrible night. Coach Prohm kept the team in the locker room. I think I got him on the postgame show about 24 minutes after the buzzer sounded. Usually it's 5 to 7. So it wasn't good. And it's the only time I've, in a postgame interview, got a one-word answer out of Coach Prohm. I asked him about that rebounding stat, and he just said, embarrassing. And the silence after that told the tale.
So is that score, does it say more about Xavier or Murray State at this point in the year?
Well, I think it does Xavier, especially when they're playing at home. That's a very difficult place to win, the CentOS Center. They have a remarkable record in there. They have since gone on the road and lost twice to Texas El Paso. But that team, at the time that they beat Middle Tennessee, or excuse me, the time they beat Xavier, they were unbeaten. And then they lost to a Long Beach State team that they had drummed earlier in the season, but lost to them on the road. So They have some flaws, too. I guess when they're not making their shots, you can kind of pack it in on them a little bit. But I think that says a lot more about Xavier. But the Racers didn't play well. I would say Xavier right now, 12, 13 points better than the Racers, not 30.
And then we went to the Challenge in Music City tournament in Nashville. The Racers played 3 games in 3 days. They went 1-2. How surprised were you by this tournament and its results?
Well, actually, Tracy, a bit surprised. I thought the Racers had a great chance of winning 2 games, and I didn't see them going into day 3 having to win to avoid losing all 3 contests. But Portland came in better than expected. They have a couple of guys on their squad that have been added to the team. One of those is Valdi Garun, former big guy with West Virginia. Didn't play a lot there, but he's very good. Stands nearly 7 feet tall. They have a freshman named Tomas Vandermars. He was good. And the Racers just had another one of those games where they did not make shots. It was just an awful shooting day for the Racers. They shot 28% from 3-point range. And the bad part is, because of all the size inside and some foul trouble, most of the Racer shots were 3-pointers. They couldn't get outside shots. There were a lot of 4 shots, a lot of individual play. I don't think it was selfishness. It was just someone, they just felt pressured to make a big shot, and they couldn't make them.
Then Valparaiso the next day really took it to the Racers, beat us 93-58.
And I know that this sounds bad, but it's not as bad as it sounds, because the first half, it was really good. With 1 minute to go, it's a 2-point game in the first half. And there was a call along the sideline where Campaign was dribbling, got bumped out of bounds, and they called him for stepping out of bounds. So Coach Prohm was a little hot about that. And then the very next play, Campaign knocks a guy nearly down, no call. As the ball goes loose, Payne gets the ball, gets knocked down. They call a foul on Payne. Coach Prohm went ballistic, got teed up. The balloon, the lead ballooned to 6. And in the second half, the Racers just didn't have it. And they did. 71% shooting from the field for Valparaiso in the second half. The Racers were powerless to stop them. Honestly, a 50-21 half. It's as bad a half as I can remember since Popeye Jones and Missouri his senior year. I think we lost by 40-something points. We were awful. So it does happen. That team went to the NCAA tournament, so who knows about this one.
The Racers did salvage a win on the final night of the tournament against Drake. Is this a good Drake team? It seemed like a good victory.
It is a good victory from a good conference, but it's a young Drake team. I think by the end of the season, they'll be pretty decent, but they're really struggling. They milk the clock down to the 10-second mark unless they get a layup. They know they have to shorten the game. But for the Racers, it was a day when they still really weren't making shots at an awesome clip, but the defense was completely stellar. They shut Drake down in the second half, holding him, I think, to under 30% shooting from the field, under 20% from 3-point range. They forced 21 turnovers. They scored 25 points off those turnovers. So finally, the defense was getting back to what they needed to be, and that's the reason they won the game. Great defense.
And then Wednesday night at 7, the Racers hosted Bethel. And again, no surprise that Murray State wins 102-66.
Well, that was exactly as it was supposed to be, a romp. And it was good to see, though. I think the best thing out of this, Campaign kind of got back to the way we wanted him to play. He had 7 assists, 1 turnover, led the team in steals, had 22 points. But Jeff Moss, who'd been in a big slump, he snapped out of it with 15 points, made all 3 of his 3s. We talked to him after the game, and he just said he felt more confident. So that's the good news out of that. The defense was very good, but they still have work to do, and they're going to get to work, I think, probably more on defense than anything else over the next couple of days.
So that brings the Racers to 4-4 on the season. So I'll just ask how you feel about the state of the Racers at this point in the year, and then let's look ahead to tomorrow afternoon's tilt against Western.
I feel pretty good about them. I think there were high expectations on them, and I think the best way to put this into perspective, with them being 4-4 against Houston, if Payne makes 1 of the 2 shots I discussed, you'll win that game. against Portland. TJ Sapp had a shot with under 10 seconds to go. It would have put the Racers ahead. You win that game, and suddenly you're 6-2, and people aren't talking about anything. But those didn't go in. They're 4-4. I think the struggles to shoot, we've seen a nice trend lately on that. Justin Seymour off the bench with back-to-back 14-point games. He has his three-point average up around 40%. So does Moss. I think they're about to put those behind them. So I feel really good. I know they'll improve defensively, too.
And then tomorrow afternoon, we welcome the Hilltoppers of Western Kentucky. I don't know much about this year's Western team. What do you expect?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm puzzled that they're 3-3. They have just some great talent. Guys have been around seemingly forever. I thought maybe they had guys in their seventh or eighth year, but I checked. That's not the case. But T.J. Price and George Fant, and I mean that as a compliment, they're terrific players. They've been good from the time they set foot on campus. But right now, they can't make shots either. Even in their game Wednesday night, they defeated Bowling Green. Yes, the one in Ohio, in Bowling Green, Kentucky. But they defeated them by 10 points, didn't shoot the ball well. I think shot around 20% from three range. But the thing that Western is doing, they're defending very well. They're big, strong, deep, and athletic. And that is the kind of team that can give the Racers problems if they don't make shots. This ought to be a terrific game.
It's always a pleasure to talk to the voice of the Racers, Neil Bradley. Thanks a lot.
Glad to be here.